91.5 WMFO in Medford with some Steve Conti cranking the radio waves there.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, I was in New York on Thursday night at Bowery Electric for a sold-out show, Steve Conti's record release party. Wow. I was blown away how good he is. He's got a killer band, a lot of energy. I'm looking forward to working with him, hopefully bring him up to Boston before the end of the year. You'll know more about that when I do.
We'll bring him on the show.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure he'd love to come and talk, Brian. If you don't know who Steve Conti is, he's a legendary rocker in New York.
He's been in touch with me. He actually sent me a CD at one point. Who has he worked with, Dan? I know he's worked with some big ones.
I have seen him play with the New York Dolls.
Yeah, he's been with Dolls,
yeah,
right?
When the Dolls reformed in like the early mid-90s, he played guitar with them. And man, those two Doll albums that came out, you know, right there in the 90s, they're kind of the reform of the Dolls, were great. And then I saw him again. He came to town with the Michael Monroe Band, and again, just rocking, man. If you don't know this guy, you really need to know who he is.
Listen to this quick story. Michael Monroe was scheduled to call in here for me to interview him on the phone. Waiting, going, what the heck is going on? Finally, his driver calls and said, we're so sorry, Michael is not going to be calling in. He's sleeping.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah.
He must have had a hard night before. Yeah, he played downstairs at the Middle East, man. And I was there with my good friend Michael Soria, and he was literally standing on the bar, like looking down at us as he was rocking out. Great, great show. So I'm looking forward to working with Steve Conti. And if you don't know his new record, he worked with Andy Partridge of XTC. Now, talk about a songwriter, my God. Really different kind of show. It started out with some really cool songs, a couple of ballads, you know, with some horns and stuff. On the first part of the show, and then the second part of the show, Steve just rocked out. You know, killer version of Pills, you know.
He does some great covers. I picked out that Working Class Hero. Loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And that song, Recovery Doll.
Good stuff.
Really good song. I mean, he just, you know, he's a legend in New York, and people came out to see him play. But the band that really took my breath away. I'm a huge fan of Spankin' Charlene. That was like one of my number ones.
No, is the lead singer named Charlene?
Yes, it is. And Eric Amble plays guitar in the band. And man, they were just a really warm response to them. And then was a band called Joy Buzzer on the bill as well. Another band on Wicked Cool. And this young kid that I knew nothing really about, he's not that young, he's in his 30s, a guy named Bobby Mahoney. Mm. And, and little Steven was there. Mm. And he basically sat there for the entire show, which very, very interesting. But, if you haven't been to Bowery Electric, when you go to New York, definitely go to Bowery Electric.
I've been probably a half dozen times.
All right, there you go.
A few of the Johnny Thunders tribute shows.
Yeah, I'll be down there for the Johnny Thunders tribute this year.
I've been to a few of the Joey Ramones ones.
Okay,
met a lot of really cool people. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a really, really cool club, and a really good power pop band is going to be playing down there. They played there last year, and I'm very surprised that they're back. The Rubenews. If you don't know the Rubenews, you should check them out. And a good friend of ours from New Hampshire, Brad Marino, was opening up for him, man. What a great gig for Brad. Brad's got some really good gigs. He's at the TVI tonight playing. He's Nicky Corvette's...
TVI, they took that from Stooges, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's a festival that I went to last year. Last year it was Natalie Sweet and Brad Marino's band. This year he's got Nicky Corvette. And he's backing them up. So yeah, Brad's doing really well. He's playing a stage. I guess they got a secondary stage at the Pavilion now. Mm-hmm. And when Costello's playing there,
good job, Brad.
Good job. And he's also playing. I think he's playing with the Darts as well. So yeah, he's got some good gigs coming up. And they're playing at the Portsmouth at the Press Room with some other really great bands, Nervous Eaters and Tiger Bomb.
Nice.
So a lot of shows, man. Brad's doing really good, man. If you don't know him, man, he's the Stones and the Ramones mixture.
Uh-huh.
And with some great power pop bands, Bobby on bass, Craig on drums. And let's see, Bobby, Craig, and Brad. So great band. So lots coming up in New York.
What's going on with Chelsea Curve and False Positives?
Well, the False Positives are playing tonight at the Square Root with this amazing band from Jersey, Gem Records, Marty Scott. Brilliant. He finds these just amazing bands. Well, this is another one. The Anderson Council. Peter, the lead singer, guitar player, he writes just amazing songs. He reminds me a lot of Andy Partridge of XTC. Again, here I go with XTC again. But he writes great songs, got a great band. I've seen him a couple times when I was down in Jersey with Cindy Dawson. And also on that bill, we got the False Positives. David Harrison's new band, man, talk about a great band. They're just rocking. So I'm really looking forward to that. But before that, when I leave here, I'm on my way over to the Midway. And the Midway, we got the Chelsea Curve. It'll be the last show for Ron, their drummer, playing tonight. And Duck and Cover. We got State of the Union. We got DJ Sherman playing tunes.
State of the Union, good friends of my band, the Thighskirt. Well, there's two Joes, Joe Moyer and Joe Perry.
Yep.
Not the famous Joe Perry, but nope. He's famous in my book, though. Joe Moyer was bassist in the Screepers for years.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah,
the State of the Union's played a few shows for me, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then right after that, we go right over to the Square Root. Man, this is a rocking day in Boston. Two back-to-back shows within a mile of each other. Get off your couch and get out there and rock.
Right on! It's Chelsea Curve.
Everyone's at fault. think I've heard this all before. Silly bastard me once more. Let's go kick down the door. Silly bastard me once more. Ready, go. 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 Oh, I think I've seen this all.
91.5 WMF. Oh, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. Let me give you a quick rundown of what we've been playing. Started with a tribute for Justine with Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, Passive Aggressive Baby, Needles and Pins, Rock and Roll Blackmail. And we had some Tom Baker and the Snakes, Rock and Roll, Doll Eyes, Bad Change, Cheap Trick with a previously unreleased outtake of Surrender, The Sins with Little Miss Lost and Fall Away, Steve Conti with Recovery Doll, Working Class Hero, Rock and Ride Queen. We had the Chelsea Curve playing today. Why aren't you up? Why aren't you up? Hang on. There you go.
They're playing today at 6 o'clock at the Midway. We're going to head over there right after this show.
I just decided. I'm going to tag along with Dan. Get to see my buddy, State of the Union. I mean, I like them. I love them all, but Joe Moyer is a fellow scraper. After Steve Conti, we played Chelsea Curve with Drag, State of the Union with Ready Go, The False Positives with Lisa Mark, and that was the newest Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones release, Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon.
Yeah, a great song, Smitty. You're knocking it out of the park. I understand that Little Billy Loss is going to Detroit. To Smitty's hometown, playing a couple of shows, and then they're gonna take. I think they're taking Crow Follow, if I'm not mistaken. Don't know for sure, but I think that's what I heard.
Sounds nice. That's all you got.
I'm over here
typing stuff. I thought you wanted to see something.
No. Hey, I got plenty of shows coming up. Let's talk about.
Why
that.
Don't you talk about the show that we're doing?
All right. Let's start out with today. Again, we're going to be playing at the Square Root, the Anderson Council, the False Positives, the Museum Directors, and that's right after the Midway with the Chelsea Curve. We got Duck and Cover, State of the Union, Stars Like Us. That's right, Stars Like Us are playing as well. I forgot that as well. And DJ Sherman will be spinning all day. So that starts at 3 o'clock and it goes to 7:15. And then right over to the Square Root, Anderson Council, the False Positives, and Museum Directors. Tomorrow, Worthing Attic. I haven't done a show there in a while. With my good friends Dean and Lucia. Black Crow Productions. We're going to knock it out of the park again with Anderson Council. Cold Expectations, and a band I really don't know about, but I've been hearing a lot about them, is Ski Bunny.
They were on the show years ago.
Okay, so Ski Bunny's playing, so we're looking forward to that. That starts at 4 o'clock, goes to 7, the Worthing Attic, live at the Worthing. Come on down, check that out. Then we're rolling right along here. We're back. Right, I've got to plug this show, the Square Root, next Saturday. The Dogmatics are going to be playing with Cindy Lawson. You don't know Cindy Lawson, you should check her out. On Rumbar Records from the Midwest. Really good. I think she's doing a show with Linnea's Garden the night before at the Jungle.
Nice.
And Girl with the Hawks on that bill. So I'll be there for this sure on that one. And then on Sunday, Robin Lane's birthday party up at a place called Floodwater Brewery in Sherburn Falls, Massachusetts. A little far from here, but hey, let's go celebrate Robin's birthday. I'm planning on going up there. Why not? Yeah, there's more things to do. Sins are playing on the 21st at the Wonder Bar in Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. Well, that's just a few things going on. Back to Brian.
And you got one more to say.
One more on the 24th of July. And this is a really cool show. I'm looking forward to it. And they're going to be playing with, and the magic number is, where is the magic number?
Bad Mary from New York City.
Bad Mary from New York City, the Stigmatics, and what is it, Twins?
The Thigh Scrapers and Double Star.
There you go. Hey, I can't remember everything,
no,
Brian.
No,
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Know. You're doing a great job, man.
Right.
I've been letting you take over most of the show. So I did get some requests, and I just realized that. Well, we'll play one that Lisa Erickson wanted to hear, and she's from Rock Garden Records. They got a big show coming up. I'll talk a little bit about that during the Boston Groupie News Report, which will go on a little later because there's so much I want to play, and after Boston Groupie News, it's all local. So here's some Iggy Pop for you. 91.5 WMF. Oh, Bedford.
Who is it?
It's Iggy, and now it's not even playing.
Okay.
Let me start. Nah, that's good. MFO! Oh, fuck, crying out, crap.
Live radio, is it happening?
It happens sometimes. La da 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 da. Got taken right off the map.
Hang in there, Brian.
I got it. From the Idiot, 1977, nightclubbing.
Thank you. stranger, little stranger, and I feel your disease. There's nothing in my dreams, just some ugly memory. Kiss me like the ocean breeze.
Oh, sister, and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't need a big production in the price of beer, but all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, and they don't get enough to eat from.
Like Dan? Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. This part of the show, I try to shoot for 12:30, but it's been so exciting hanging out with Dan and going over this stuff. Lots of great stuff happening. Thank you, Dan. I keep putting up the wrong thing. There we go. Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com. Tell you what's happening today, tomorrow, maybe. A little further out. Let's see. Early show at the Jungle, 4 to 7 p.m. Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, Hambone Skinny, Shiny Beast, and Shake. How do they fit that all into 3 hours? All right. Ron Voyage. Ron will be playing his final Chelsea Curve show before departing for distant shores. Give Ron a proper send-off with Stars Like Ours, Duck and Cover, State of the Union, and DJ Sherman. It's a matinee at the Midway Cafe from 3 to 7:15, and Dan and I will be heading there right after we're done with Crash Course.
It'll be a great show.
Yeah. Bootleg Dan presents Anderson Council, New Jersey Museum, or the NJ Museum. it says NJ Museum. I don't know.
No, it's Museum Directors is the band.
Okay.
Museum Directors and the False Positives.
Okay. Anderson Council, they did have directors. That's just me. Anderson Council, Museum Directors, and the False Positive at the Square Root. And I shall attend that with Dan 2 weeks. Stuck with me.
Going on at 8:30. It's going to be a great show. Anderson Council, I can't say enough about these guys. They're so good.
Okay, Orange Whip, Electric Street Queens, Gossip Caller, and Cigarette Camp are at Ralph's in Worcester tonight. Also tonight, Tiger Bomb, Galaxy Cake, Clean Girl, and the Dirty Dishes. They're at Marshall Wharf Brewing in Belfast, Maine.
Wish I had a time machine.
I know. Tomorrow, this date is now, the Band 19 reunion show, also with the Dogmatics, Martin Morrell and Fredette, Spiller and Roger Oliver. That's at the Magic Room in Norwood tomorrow.
Completely sold out. No more tickets. Gone.
Well, we'll hear about it. Bootleg Dan Presents. We already said that one. Oh, this is a different one. The Anderson Council, Cold Expectations, and Ski Bunny at the Worthen Attic.
Starting at 4.
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Good food, good beer, good times.
Wednesday, Blame It on Whitman, Distance, and Keep-Ons are at the Silhouette. Friday, The Cherry Fog, The Double Takes, Wild Fuhrer, Force Us to Stop at the Union Tavern, Union Square in Somerville, Friday. Also Friday, Linnea's Garden, Ruby Grove, Cindy Lawson, Love Whip. Lots going on Friday. Cold Expectations, Speed Fossil, CD Release Show, and Bikini Whale.
That's going to be a great show.
That's
Garrett just
faces.
Got back from Liverpool. He was in Liverpool for the IPO, and he went over to Abbey Road to record this great new song, so don't miss that one.
That's at Faces in Malden. Also Friday, Jason Bennett and the Resistance, Al's Highway 50, Nick and the Adversaries, all at the Middle East. Up! Friday. Okay. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Here's our friends, Tiger Bomb.
Call me. Deals beautiful chaos, step out of my daydreams. Where did she come from? Much more than a maid. And she was beautiful chaos. It was really something for these tired eyes to see. Well, I played the field drum, straight as an arrow, surrender my ego. It's only a no-show. I was time hollow, yet I tried to follow. I got lost, make believe. And then she laughed at all my dreams, and we laughed at all my dreams, and she laughed at all my dreams, but it was.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been another great crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you very much, Bootleg Dan, and all our listeners. Thank you very much. We're going to head over to